on Yud Teshuvah Aleph, top. Tana Rabbanim. Kli shenitma me'erev yontif. He said that if a kli is nitma from erev yontif, so you're allowed to be tovel at erev yontif, but you can't be tovel at an yontif. So ein matbil no so ben hashmoshes. You can't even be matbil it ben hashmoshes on yontif. Reb Shimon Shizuri omer af v'chol in matbil no so. Mivnei shetzorech harib shemesh. You can't even be tovel a kli, what's it called, during the week, bein hashmashas, because we're afraid that the kohen, somebody kohen and truma, that the kli doesn't become tahor for truma till the next night, after sunset. So we're afraid the person doesn't know that, and he's going to use it, since he was so fast to tovel at bein hashmashas, he's going to use it immediately that night, and it's awesome. The Gemara says, Tanakama lo boy harib shemesh. Tanakama doesn't hold it, you can't use it till the next night, and we're not afraid that the person's going to use it right away, otherwise why is he rushing now to be tovel it? He has a whole day to tovel it, because he can't use it anyway. Omar Rava, Ashkechesinu l'rabonon devei rav, diyasvi v'ka'amrei, v'machshavton ikeres mitov maisel kemithogle. It's talking about a specific case, where the guy shows us through his actions that he knows that it needs harif shemesh. And therefore, we're not gozer on him not to be tovel at bein hashmoshes. V'hechi dami, v'gon denoket mona v'yadei v'roit, v'ozul bein hashmoshes lat bule. He's running the last few minutes of the day to get to the mikveh to be tovel the keli fast. He knows, obviously, that if he doesn't get there fast, he's not going to be able to use it till the next night. Marsover haidekoroit v'ozul nei v'yadei d'boi harif shemesh. One holds that you're allowed to be tovel it during the week, says that the guy obviously knows that you can't use it till the next night, otherwise why is he running? No, he's running because he wants to get finished with the tefillah. Samara says, "V'amino lahu," and I said to them, "Anoa b'machshavton nikeres mitoch ma'isav dekuli amalo plige." Right? This is not the machlokas. Everybody holds that what's it called b'machshavton nikeres mitoch ma'isav. That what you call it be clear that it'll be okay. Keep pligek on the itmi v'pachas mechadosha. It's talking where in addition or separately doesn't make a difference. The kli became tamei or didn't become tamei, but he thought it became tamei by coming in contact with less than a kadosha of a sheretz, which is not matami, because the shear of a sheretz matami is a kadosha. And he came to ask a shayla whether this, what's it called, is kli is tamei or not. One holds, since he doesn't know this halach, he probably doesn't know the halach of harif shemesh either, and therefore we don't let him tovel it during the week for fear that he'll use it before harif shemesh. This he doesn't know. But Harif Shemesh, everybody knows, every Kohen knows that you can't use a Kli, that you're Tovel, until sunset. And if you Tovel it the night after Shkia, the night before, then he can't use it till the next night after Shkia. See Rashi. Ein matbil in oso ben hashmoshes, mipnei shu sofik laila, v'nim tzumat bil biyontif. You can't be matbalit on Erev Yontif in Ashmashas because you're doing it on Yontif. And any kli that was nitma Erev Yontif, you can't be tovel on Yontif. After all, im on the roim odem hamatbil kli ben Ashmashas, on utzrichim lach zero v'limchos v'yodo. Right? Even b'chol, we don't let a person tovel a kli ben Ashmashas. Mivnei shetzorech harif shemesh, v'zeh hitbil kli b'layla v'adei daito v'shtavish v'biyad. Why is he toveling it now? You have a whole day to wait. Below the Hampton Harav Shemesh Lamacher, this guy's probably going to want to use it now and not going to wait till after sunset the next day. The Tanakama, low boy, bit me. What's Tanakama argue? He doesn't hold that you need Harav Shemesh. Asher Chasinu Rabbanan Devei Rav, the Talmidim Sheves HaMedrash, found the Talmidim of Rav, and they said the following answer: Mice of the Koroit Memerutza. It's talking where the guy's actions show that he knows that if he doesn't hurry up and tovel it before sunset, he's going to have to wait till the next day. He's running to tovel it. Made the yadi the boy harif shemesh v'hayu de rohit. That's why he's running. Kesover lahas b'kodim itzias hayom. He thought he'd make it before sunset, and he didn't. Now it's bein hashmashos. He wants to tovel it now. Since, what's it called, he didn't make it, so he figures, I'm here already, I'll be tovel it. But he knows that he can't use it till the next day. The fact that he was running shows that he knows that he's not going to be able to use it the next day. He was hoping he'd make it there on time. He didn't, so he's going to tovel it because he's there. Therefore, if it's Yontif, he can't be matbel it because it's Tvilan Yontif Shelo Letzorah. Right? And also it was Nitma the day before. Aval Bechol Lo Machinen Bey. I think Rashi says that it's Tvila Shelo Letzorah on Yontif, right? Because you can't use it anyway on Yontif, right? That's because we had a cheetah before that if it was Nitma Bevlad Hatuma on what's it called, on Erev Yontif, you could be tovel it on Yontif. But here you can't because you're not going to be able to use it on Yontif. But the what's it called? Bechol, we don't stop him. The machshav the nikeres shelah erev shimsho who miskav mitok ma'isav shomruts also. Since he's running, we assume that he knows that he can't use it till the next day. Shmur says the kulam lo plige the vani nikeres beinish the alma the high gavra the iflig bay Rabbi Shimon Shazuri v'omer the lo amrin and they machshav the nikeres mitok ma'isav. Rashi says that everybody holds that if he would be running and it would be stomach case, we'd let him be tovelit. Because he obviously knows that you have to have Tarif Shemesh. But this case is special. This guy had another kli that was Tomei Pachos Mikasheretz. And he came to ask about it. Is it Tomei or not? Zimara says, since we didn't know this halacha, Maslami doesn't know this halacha either. And the other one says, no. This halacha he didn't know. This one he knows. The fact that he's running shows us that he knows the halacha of Harib Shemesh. Chahu delo gomer, delo ksi behedya bechadasha. He didn't know this one because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that something is tamei only bechadasha by a sheretz. That's a halacha of Moshe Mitzina. Aval Harib Shemesh, the behedya ksi, migmar gomer. It says b'feirish, ubo ha-shemesh v'toyer. So that's a pasuk in the Torah. That mislami he knows. Ubekoin askin the mishamish bo truma. Because a kli that's not for truma is tahar immediately. You don't need harif shemesh. Only need harif shemesh or truma. Okay, weiter. Umadbila migav legav. Tanur rabbanan ketzud. What does that mean? Migav legav. Harotzalasos gito al gav kado. The kado al gav be gito. Osa. Ketzud mechabura lechabura. Haya ochel bechabura zu. Harotzalecho bechabura acheres. Harishus biyado. We'll see Rashi. But basically, it's talking about two cases where the tefillah is only a chumrah, where you don't really have to be tovelit, the kli, but you're tovelit l'chumrah, where it's only a chumrah, there what's it called, you're allowed to do it on yontif, because it's not mesakit, because the thing is mesukin anyway. You don't really have to be tovelit. See Rashi, what the cases are. Harod salasos gitol gabikado, mishahoyelo kelev tmeim, vidbilim ladas dricha zesa, yet kelem were tame, and you put them in the mikveh, right, before yontif. And your intention was to tovel them for use, to be able to, what's it called, to press your olives, right? You want to make the olive oil tahar, so you want to press it with kalim that are tahar. So that's the intention you have when you tovel it. The nimlach lasos gito. And you change your mind, and you decide to use these kalim for, what's it called, for pressing your grapes. So you change from olives to grapes. So osa gito al gav tvila zu shehit b'lashem kado. So you're allowed, if you want to retovel these kalim. You don't have to retovel them. Even though you tovel them for this purpose, they're tahar even for the other purpose. Right? V'ein sorach lazo lahat b'lashem gas. You don't really have to be tovel them again just because you're going to use them for a different purpose. V'ahit tvila shniya habola hachmer atzim v'ahat bil k'toni masnisen shumat bil yonte. But the person wants to be machmer and tovel them again for the specific purpose he's going to use them. Since you don't have to do that, it's not called tikkun mana, and you're allowed to do it on yontif. Shein kan tikkun kli. Ve'ein otzviva sharein otzricha. You don't have to do it. Now, it's time to be tovel a kli that's tar. You don't have to be tovel it again. Ve'chabura zu. Person, al pischo, he was matbil his kelim to eat korban pesach with them with one chabura. Ve'hoya tamei o kelev tmeim. Ve'tovel adas kein. And now he wants to change his chabura, so he thinks that he has to be tovel the kalim again because he was tovel them for a different chabura. Although he doesn't really have to be tovel them again. The Kamer Masnishim, the Bola Hachmir, or the Hatu Kalim, the Shev Chabura Acheris, he wants to be extra frum, and he wants to be Tovel the Kalim specifically for the Chabura that he's eating in now, right? Matbil Biyantiv, same reason. It's not necessary. It's not really called a Tvila. It's not Mesakin anything because it was Mesukin before anyway. Okay, Mishnah. Veshamei Omrim Vi and Shlom Vein Somchim Aleim Avalo Olos. Our mission says Veshamei holds you're allowed to bring a Shlomim on Yontif, even though a portion of the Shlomim goes on the Mizbeach, it's not eaten, right? And a portion is eaten by the Kohanim, but since a portion is eaten by the Bailim, that's called Ochol Nefesh, and you're allowed to bring the whole Korban Shlomim. But you don't make Smicha, because Smicha is Asher Mit the Rabbanan, because of a shvus, because you have to lean on the animal with all your power, and it's like riding on an animal, on making use of an animal on yantiv. It's awesome. So you bring a shlamin, but you don't make smicha. Normally you make smicha on a shlamin. Avalo olos, but you can't bring an ola, because an ola nobody eats. It's burned completely on the mizbeach, and therefore you can't bring it, it's not ochel nefesh, you can't bring it on yantiv. Ubeisil omrim, mevim shlamin, the olos, the som krimelayim. Beisil says you can bring both of them. And he learns it, we'll see, he learns it from Psukim. And we'll see which kind of olos he holds also. Rashi. Nevi'im shlomim biyantif lefishyesh b'nachilas adam. Because people eat parts of a shlomim. Ve'ein somchim aleim sha'smicha asura mishum shvus. You're not allowed to do smicha on yantif or Shabbat. Because it's a shvus. She'v'chol kocho ha'yesomich. You had to lean on the animal with all your strength. V'ha'le'im ishtamish b'alichayim. It's like you're riding on an animal. You're using an animal which they asked. Usnani roch from Agav Behema. Avalo olos, ain't with the olos, chutz mitvin of Usnani, the olos that are carbon sebor, you have to bring, just like on Shabbos. Shein carbon sebor is man and kavua. Aval olos yachid, a person has to bring an ola, stam, his own personal ola, lo yachid, he can't bring it on yantif. Lefisha ain bachilus hedyat, uksiv ye also lachem, velo the gavua. Says, asher ye also lachem, right, asher ye ocha lachol nefesh, ye also lachem, Lachem, and not to the Mizbeach. Okay. Omar Ula, Machlokes B'shalmi Chagiga, Lismo. Yes, we do. Omar Ula, Machlokes B'shalmi Chagiga, Lismo. V'olas Ria Likoriv. So Ula said, the Machlokes in the Mishnah, between Beisham Beisilo, is only by Shalmi Chagiga, and there the Machlokes is, can you make Smicha or not? Beisilo holds you make Smicha, and Shammai says you don't make smicha, but everybody agrees you can bring Shammai Chagiga, because they're the carbon for that day. Right? On Yontif, what's it called? You bring a Chagiga. So you can bring Shammai Chagiga on Yontif. The Olas Ria Likorev, and the Machlokas is also by an Olas Ria, which also is the carbon of the day. Right? It's a carbon you have to bring on Yontif. So since the carbon you have to bring on Yontif, even though it has Tashlumin, but the Iker Chiyuv is the first day Yontif. So male, you can bring it on Yontif, even Olas Ria. That's what's it called. The Veshame Savri v'Chagosim Oso Chag Lashem Chagiga in Olas Ria lo. Veshame learns from the pasuk v'Chagosim Oso Chag Lashem. That Davka Chagiga, but not Ola. There's no heter of Ola. The Ola you bring the next day on Chol HaMoed, right? Ubeisol Savri Lashem called the Lashem. So Chagosim Oso Chag Lashem. Anything that goes to Lashem is also mutter on Yontif. But it's only the korbanos that you have to bring on Yontif. Stam, neder, or nedava. Right? Ava nedarim or nedavos, divri akol, ain't craven be Yontif. But stam, nedarim, and nedavos, which have nothing to do with Yontif. Those, everybody holds that both are osur. Both the shlamim and olos that are, what's it called, that are not miyuchad for Yontif, for either a chagig or olos ria, you don't bring. That's what Ula said. The chain omar avada barava, and the dorm with the dovos ain't craven beyond it. Avada barava said the same thing as ola, that there's no argument between Beisham Beisilo, legabe, olos, and shlomim that aren't miyuchad for the day, that you can't bring either of them. Rashi. Machlokas Beisham Lechagigo lismoch, the olos really kori. Masnisen de modu tarvayo beshlomim lahavi. The Mishnah says, everybody agrees you can bring a shlomim. Just the machlokas is, do you make smicha or not? Right? The low iflug buhu elavis michasim. The only machlokus is whether you make smicha or not, but you could bring them. Bishami chagiga moldu bishami bavoasim. It's only talking about shami chagiga. That's where Bishami agrees that you could bring them, and Bishalos you could bring them. Meshehen chovas hayom. Kin amrinim bechagiga me bechagosim also chag. Ve'ola shenechleku af bahavoasim, ve'ola shriya nechleku. And the Ola that they still hold you could bring, and the Beshamah says you can't, is also only Ola Sriya, which is for that day. The Ahihu, the Koshoru Beishil, that's the one Beishil says Mutter. If Neshi, Yishol Yontem. The Nafkalom, Yivolo, Yeiro, Ponai Reikom, that you have to bring in Ola Sriya when you come to the Azor on Yontem. Avon Nidorm, Nidovos, Hoil, the Ain Zman and Hayom Klau, Yivriakol, ain't craven. But Nidorm, Nidovos, which you stand want to bring, right? You don't have to bring them today. Right, you still want to bring them. So whether they're shlomim or olos are also to bring on yontif. Vafilu shlomim, the koshkein olos. Even shlomim you can't bring on the dharma davos. We'll see later why the chorev, since a person eats them, why can't you bring them? It's ochel nefesh. Why do yochel avim machar zman? Because you don't have to bring them today. Bring them on chol hamoed. Bring them after yontif. The afal gab de chagiga v'riya yeshlem tashlumin koshiva. Shiva l'chora chagiga and riya, right? If you don't bring them the first day, you have tashlumim all 7 days. So you don't have to bring it today. It's not dafkas manu kavua hayom, like a carbon tomin or something like that, right, which you can't bring tomorrow. You can bring them tomorrow. So why do we make a difference between a nether and a dava, which you could bring tomorrow, or an olas riyah and a chagiga, which l'chari could bring tomorrow too? Sharubu, still mutter, why? Shemi ye honest v'le'akarev, shayami, since only tashlumim. The ikar chiyah was the first day. The rest of the days, tashlumim, we're afraid that you'll forget to make it up the other days, because there is a chiyuv today. Usnan over haregel v'lo chag, eino chay v'achriyusa. If the whole yontif passes by and you didn't bring the chagiga, and you didn't bring the olas riyah, you can't bring it again. V'hachim v'forish v'braisa, come on, this says v'therish in the braisa, the mishum high time asharulay. Because of this reason, even though you could make it up after yontif, right, on chol hamoed, that doesn't prevent you from bringing it on yontif, since the main time is now, and we're afraid that you won't make it up. And then you won't be able to bring it all together. Okay. Meshvei. So that's what Ula said, and Rav Ada Barava. Meshvei. Omer of Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechleku beishamei beisilla al ola she'ena shal yontif, she'ena kreva beyontif. Right. Now Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that Beshamai and Beshil don't argue on an Ola that has nothing to do with Yontif, that everybody holds you can't bring it on Yontif. Okay? The Ashlamim Shehen Shal Yontif, she craving the Yontif. And a Shlamim that has to do with Yontif, you can bring it on Yontif. There also, everybody holds you can bring it. The only Machlokas is whether you make Smich or not. Al Ma Nechleku, what is the Machlokas? Al Ola Shehi Shal Yontif. The Al Ola Shehi Shal Yontif, so where is the Machlokas? Where Beshil says you could bring an Ola. And Beishamai says you can. Dafkin Ola Yontif, meaning Chagiga or Re'iya. Olas Re'iya. Not Chagiga, Chagiga is a Shlomim. Olas Re'iya. The Al Shlomim She'enim Shal Yontif. But they also argue by a Shlomim that's not Shal Yontif. She Beishamai Omrim Lo Yavi. Beishamai says you can't bring a Shlomim that's not a Chagiga. Right? Ubeishil Omrim Yavi. And Beishil holds you could. So it argues on Ula. Because here's one case where Ula would say, everybody agrees you don't bring it, a shlomim that's not for yontif, stam neder nedava, right, of shlomim. And the Brisa says, Betheirish, of Shimon Elazar says that Beishamai and Beisil didn't argue about a shlomim. That's what's it called, not shal yontif. No, that they do argue, and Beisil holds you could bring it. And Ula said that everybody agrees you can't bring a shlomim that's not shalyantif. The machlokas is only by shlomim shalyantif, and the machlokas only gabi smicha. But what's not shalyantif, what's it called? Beishamai also holds you can't bring it, and Beishamai holds you could bring it. That's where he differs with Ula.
How different
the mission? It does what?
How different the mission? In the mission, Beishamai
may be that's only shlomim of a chagiga of yantif.
So
much chagiga v'yantif.
Okay.
Right. Treat the emahachi. Omer of Shim ben Elazar, lo nechleku beishamei beishilol. So you have to answer like this. Omer of Shim ben Elazar, you have to learn it differently. Lo nechleku beishamei beishilol al ola ushlamin. She'enim shalyantif, she'en kreim yantif. You have to add in that everybody agrees that shlamin and ola that have nothing to do with yantif, you don't bring. Even beishilol. And that's what Ula said. The Ashlamim Shein Shal Yontif Shukraven Biyantif. And everybody holds that you bring a Shlamim that is Miyuchad, the Chagiga, you do bring on Yontif. So what's the argument? Al Ma Nechleku, Al Ola Shishal Yontif, Ola that's Miyuchad, Ola Sriya, right? Shebeishamay omrim lo yavi ubeishulom yavi. By all this riyah, which is miyuchad for the day. So beishamay holds since it's an ola, you can't bring it, and beishulom holds you could bring it. And also, what's it called? They argue, it doesn't mention it, they also argue on a shlamim whether you make smicha or not. But we're just now mentioning which ones you bring, which ones you don't. But they also argue by a shlamim that is miyuchad for the day, everybody holds you could bring it, the only machlokas is whether you make smicha or you don't make smicha. Okay. Rav Yosef Omar, Tanai Shokalto, Mealmo, Tanoi. No, you don't have to, what's it called, learn differently in what Rav Shimon Elazar said. In Chanami, Rav Shimon Elazar argues, right, on what Ula says. Ula's a Namora. But there's other Tanoim who agree with what Ula says in how he explained the machlokas Beisham Beisil. Ula explained the machlokas according to some Tanoim, and Rav Shimon Elazar Taka learns the machlokas differently. It's machlokas Tanoim. See Rashi. Machlokas. Sheina Shalyanta Kedon Neder Nadova. Sheina Kreva the Isbe Tarte Lisura. Everybody holds that an Ola that's not Shalyanta has two things wrong. Ein Bachila Sodom, the Efshalachar's man. You don't have to bring it today, and there's no, well, what's it called, eating by a person. The Ashlam Shein Shalyantiv Kigon Chagig V'Shamay Simcha Shekreven Dikatarti Letera. The Shlamim you eat, and it has to be brought. It doesn't have to be brought today, but it's Beikar brought on Yantiv. Achilas Avim V'Hein Zvana B'Regel V'Miyavar Regel Batal Karbon. If the whole regel goes away, you're not going to be able to use carbon. The Ashlamim Sheinum Alma Shlamim Din Adorim V'Davos L'Beisil Kreven. According to Shimon Elazar, right, Beisil holds you do bring a shlamim even if it's not miyuchad liyantiv. You only need chada latibusa that people eat it, and what's it called? And it has to, and even if it does not figure on yantiv, the kashya leula tanoi shakalta mialma v'chila mashkachas tana de omer kaula. There are tanoim hold like ula. In a chanami, Rav Shimon Elazar doesn't hold like ula, but ula doesn't argue on Rav Shimon Elazar. He holds like other tanoim who argue on Rav Shimon Elazar. The tema ula kiahu svirale. Then Ula holds like those other Tanoim. The Yitzrich Loch L'Shibusha L'Hachmas Nisa U'V'Terutza. Now you don't have to go and change the Brisa, learn the Brisa the way that it says. Enochinami, it's not like Ula, but Ula had other Tanoim, which we'll see tomorrow, who those Tanoim are, who hold like what he says.